Misha, the program's called Your Choice. This is interesting now. Season-long voting by fans. Whose idea was this, and how's it working?
It was the organization's idea. Tom had a major say in this, I believe.
I think it was actually Misha's idea. And a good one.
We are known for twisting things around a little bit and doing some unusual things. And this is just one of the many that we do. And I think it's fun. It gets people excited and engaged. And it's a grand season finale with tons of fun pieces. And, of course, our featured soloist, principal trumpeter Ashley Hall, is going to play two wonderful selections, highly contrasting. The Arban Variations on the Carnival of Venice, which, of course, is a brilliant showpiece. Mm. Really fun, and she does a fantastic job with that. And Markus Stockhausen, actually son of the infamous Karlheinz Stockhausen. Actually, I have to say, I did not know about him. I didn't know about this piece. It was recommended by Ashley. He's actually a jazz trumpet player, and actually a very, very good one. He wrote a couple of pieces. This was written originally for himself and the 8 cellists of the Berlin Philharmonic. And then he actually expanded it to a regular string orchestra. And it's written for flugelhorn, so you get that very beautiful, mellow, jazzy sound. It's an odd mix of sort of world spiritual music and some smooth jazz elements, but it's very masterfully woven together, and it's going to be a real, real treat to hear it in her performance. So those are two solo pieces, and then the bigger orchestral selection is a Schubert symphony. We haven't done a Schubert symphony in a while, actually. And of course, it's fun because Schubert has a bunch of pieces where he got influenced sort of by the Italian style, by the Rossini style. And of course, the whole Rossini-Donizetti craze was huge in Vienna at that time.
It'd be very cool to be Italian back then.
It was very cool to be Italian and also pretty lucrative. So if you were a singer, all you needed really is an Italian name, even if you're not that good. People thought, oh, this guy has to be great. So he wrote those two overtures in Italian style, and the symphonies also has hints of Rossini-esque twists and turns. Of course, the true Schubert comes through with his wonderful lyricism and the incredible melodies and the wonderful coloristic harmonies that he puts underneath those gorgeous tunes. But it's called the Little C Major. It's little known and rarely played, and of course, we specialize in those kinds of pieces, but tons of fun, and it's, I think, undeservedly not often played piece.
Visiting with Misha Santora and Tom Mariner from Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, the season finale coming up here on Sunday the 2nd. Talk a little bit about My Cincinnati. They're an exceptional group of young folks over on the West Side.
Absolutely. This is one of the most wonderful developments lately, I think, for Cincinnati and also for the CCO. I got introduced to Laura Jekyll, who heads it up about a year and a half ago, I believe. And, of course, I was very familiar with the El Sistema program, but I wasn't quite sure what it means in its Cincinnati incarnation. And we got together, and she invited me to come to some rehearsals and performances, which I did on the West Side. And I was really blown away by her dedication, her staff's dedication, and, of course, the kids' dedication, and what it means, what it gives to them. And actually, she asked me to conduct a part of that rehearsal, which I did. And it was a very, very gratifying and also moving experience. I thought we really have to sit down and talk about what we can do together. And she was thrilled about the possibilities. We participated last summer in one of their workshops. We sent 3 of our musicians over there for a couple of days. They did some coaching and they played with the students together. And it worked out fantastic. I got wonderful feedback from that. We're going to have actually 1 or 2 pieces with a side-by-side performance on the June concert. I think it's a beautiful, you know, it's a people's choice concert. So I feel like it's a perfect context to be inclusive and kind of embracing the wider cultural aspects of Cincinnati. And this to me is really a fantastic cause with remarkable results, and we support them. The way this collaboration has been working is actually that some of their students have come to our concerts over the last 4 or 5 months, several times, with some of their staff and their teachers bring them to our concerts. And I get a chance to talk to them afterwards. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I think this time around, in the rehearsal and the performance, they get a much greater exposure to professional musicians. They get to talk to them. They get to hang out with them afterwards. I think it's going to be just uniquely exciting for them to be on stage with a top group in a real concert hall. And can't wait to witness it.
And Tom, this will be at SCPA, correct?
This will be 2 p.m. on June 2nd at the School for Creative and Performing Arts at Central Parkway and Elm Street.
And visiting with Tom Mariner and Misha Santora, I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.